Middle Eastern and North African music with a Western beat and a touch of Brazilian bossa nova. That's what you call multiculturalism. It's a new album, Mish Maul, from Natasha Atlas. Independent producer Derek Rath has more.
For Natasha Atlas, Egyptian orchestras soaring over dancehall beats and Spanish guitar riffs set to the rhythms of Morocco are nothing out of the ordinary. It's just the music of friends and neighbours, illustrated by her own cosmopolitan family.
Well, mainly they're Egyptian and Belgian, but my mother's English, so I guess I feel more Anglo-Egyptian than anything else, really. Although, you know, I speak French, and so there's a kind of French-Belgian twist there.
You can also add a dash of Moroccan into the mix.
The Atlasi family began in Meknès in Morocco, and then the many different branches just kind of travelled out. But there was a branch in Egypt, even way back to the Middle Ages. There's a place called Khan el Khalili, which is a sort of a famous sort of old Cairo marketplace. And there's a shop called Atlas, which was the Atlasi family that traded in silk, an Atlas family silk from the Middle Ages.
These ancient ties flavour her new album, Mish Maul, which is an Egyptian catchphrase meaning unbelievable. It's also a metaphor for Natasha's career, which she began as a founding member of the genre-crossing British band Transglobal Underground, where she was chief vocalist and belly dancer. Going solo, she garnered a legion of fans worldwide and won the Best Female Singer at the 2001 Victoire de la Musique Awards, France's equivalent of the Grammys. However, she stayed below the radar for many American fans.
That's why I say I wonder sometimes how they come across me, because I'm not top 10 mainstream sheep fodder.
On Mish Maul, Natasha Atlas decided to follow her own instincts rather than some preconceived demographic. Her repertoire even includes some Brazilian elements, like on the track Ganwa Bossa Nova.
So on this album, I just thought, oh, you know, whatever comes out, and there's no plan here as to I'm doing this for these people or for that. You know, we just kind of made music, and that's why I'm kind of surprised that it's been getting the reactions it has been getting.
Also, for the first time, Natasha has incorporated Moroccan motifs and instruments in her music.
So I said, yeah, okay, great, let's see what that sounds like. And, you know, so then they had the karkabou percussion and gambari and the mizmars and all the stuff, and the rhythm was that sort of what they call the Hidawi rhythm, which is 6-8, and it was really fun to do, because, you know, it's very lively, it's very dancey, and I've never sort of been in that direction before.
Blended in with the international rhythms on Mish Maul is a little bit of social commentary, as heard here on Fane with rapper Princess Juliana.
It's number 2, Fane, which means where. And that's kind of socio-political. I mean, you know, the rapper Juliana sort of says it in English. She says it's freaky, baby. You wonder why the world's still crazy. You wonder about the times and the troubles that we're living in and what kind of retribution will the future bring. And then she elaborates on that. And I answer her by saying, Fain Raihin, which means where are we going? It's like, you know, we know there's a problem. And, you know, whoever's behind the problem, it's got to be stopped.
Natasha Atlas may well represent a voice from a future, less factionalized society. If that is the case, then perhaps the world isn't in such bad shape after all. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.
The album is called Mish Maul from Natasha Atlas, and to hear more of it, go to our website, npr.org.